I'm very pleased to welcome a versatile and talented performer who's playing all over the place. Everywhere you look, it's Tom Smith, or Tom and Mally Smith. And he's fresh back from New England Folk Festival. And I'm very glad that he's here tonight. And I know you'll enjoy him. And he and his daughter Mally will be featuring here at Nourish, I think it's in October, in the fall.
Yes.
Please, a big welcome to Tom Smith.
Thank you. Thank you. So nice to see some friends here. Oh, this is my daughter's guitar. I'm sure she hasn't replaced the battery in years. We'll just do it acoustic. Thank you very much. And before I forget, I'm really looking forward to opening for Jeff Muldaur on May 4th at Amazing Things. It'd be great to see there. Jeff is he's one of my folk heroes. And I'm especially looking forward to hearing John and Phil and Trish. Are Phil and Trish here? Yeah, great. So this is a song about this time of year often, and I'm seeing John in the audience. I'm probably taking your song tonight, John. Typically sung 5 weeks after Easter on Whit Sunday in England, and some of the traditions were rooted in the pagan times where, I guess, the men would dance around the maypole. And this was... The story goes on, this one's based around the beginning, early part of the last century. What happened when the men went to war? Can you hear that guitar? It's 50 long springtime since she was a bride, and still you may see her at each Whitsuntide in a dress of white linen and ribbons of green, as green as her memory of loving. Feet that were nimble tread carefully now, as careful a measure as age do allow. Through groves of white blossoms and fields of young corn, where first she was pledged to her true love. Stand empty, the hedges grow free, no young men to tend them, no pastures go see. They have gone where the forests of oak trees before have gone to be wasted in battle. Down from their green farmlands and from their loved ones march husbands and brothers, fathers and sons. And there's a fine row of honor where the maypole once stood, and the ladies go dancing at Whitsun. A field of red poppies, a wreath from the queen. But the ladies remember at Whitsun. The ladies go dancing.
Thank you, Tom. That was just beautiful. Tom Smith.